Creek. That's not...
That's the official theme song of the state of Wisconsin. That's
is it really?
The Beer Barrel Polka.
Okay.
What was that? Are you having a seizure over there?
I was dancing.
Elaine?
I was having a seizure. Congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks. That's your team, Dave.
Followed them for years when I was a kid living there. We used to go to games and watch the Celtics come in town. We had Sidney Moncrief and Bob Lanier, Marcus Johnson, Junior Bridgman.
Oh, wow.
Whose name should sound familiar.
Yeah.
So, but last night proved, as the whole series proved, what do I always say about NBA games, Tony?
They mess around till the fourth quarter.
You only have to watch the last 5 minutes.
That's right.
Ups and downs, ebbs and flows. You get about 5 minutes left. Pretty even game.
Yep, and then one team says, I really kind of want to win this game. And the other one says, okay, win it.
Bingo. Fortunately, yep. It was the Bucks.
Yep, the Bucks. So people were joking today going, the power of Tom Brady to get the Bucks to win the Super Bowl now has followed over to the NBA with the Bucks, B-U-C-K-S.
Oh, boy.
Okay, just saying before you say anything else.
Tom Brady is a nozzle.
Okay.
He always says nice things about you.
Really, he does. He's got nothing bad to say about you.
Really?
What's wrong with you, man?
No.
It's a serious question, actually.
And he hesitated.
The other competition that is going to happen tonight. So congratulations to your Bucks. That's kind of amazing. They've kind of choked in the last couple of years of the playoffs, right?
Yeah, they've gotten close. Couldn't close the deal.
Not last night. I love all the articles written on Monday or last week where the Suns are the new dynasty. Really? They didn't even win this one.
Giannis can't win it. His free throws are a liability. He shoots too many threes.
Right.
Has one of the best performances in finals history.
Yeah.
If there's anybody from Welding Therapy and Services listening, could you run by the studio and weld this microphone together?
Has it fallen off again?
Yeah, it fell off again yesterday. I was just sitting here talking, didn't even touch it.
I tried to fix it this morning. The screw is messed up.
I know.
It won't go all the way in.
The more you play with it, the more it's going
to
fall off.
I'm not playing with it. I'm just making sure it's not. I had to do one break just holding the microphone like I'm Wink Martindale yesterday.
I think if it's falling off, we have a commercial for that.
I bet you we do. Gonna go blind if you keep playing with it.
I don't think it's falling off. It's just
not
pointing in the right direction.
Standing up.
So,
hey, this microphone has Peyronie's disease. Better get to Hightower Men's Clinic.
Uh-huh.
Now, how much sleep did you get last night? Because you know you have your competition tonight. Were you worried about it? This is the big time.
I wasn't thinking about it until this. I thought a little bit about it last night because I was like, man, I wish I would have started. I didn't know you could train for something like this.
Sure,
and John Bowe was saying, stretch your stomach. See, here's the thing.
I'm glad you're drinking water instead of coffee, by the way. That's good.
That's actually.
It's a cup of coffee. It's not drinking water. Even the coke goes in.
Will coffee hurt me somehow?
He just said to drink lots and lots of water.
The amount that you drink, probably.
Well, okay. So here's. All right.
Well, the hot dogs won't stay in very long.
Here's what I'm concerned about. I've changed my eating habits a couple of years ago.
Yes.
So now when Susan and I go out and we eat somewhere, I get full quick and I take home. I never used to take home a doggy bag.
Yeah.
I'd always just finish stuff on my plate and I go, what, you're not going to finish that? And then finish her plate.
Yeah.
Now it's a different story. So either I'm going to be in a lot of pain tonight or I'm just going to fail miserably. I don't know what to expect.
You just leave it all out in the field, my friend.
That's what I'm going to do.
Did you just encourage him to yak?
We did this one time. He had an hour to eat every single dollar menu item at Wendy's.
And I did.
I think it's 10 total. It's a Frosties and the potato and the burger.
That's
and the
easy.
Fries.
Oh,
and the chicken
really?
Okay.
Here we go. Let's do this.
All right.
Well, here's what we're going to do.
If we go to the one on Poplar Level, though, I'm going to need 2 hours because that place is slow.
Yeah. Well, then here's what we'll do.
That little bubble above Squatch head is going, ha, 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 free lunch.
Okay, then here's what we'll do. One day we'll get off the air at noon and we'll just head over there for lunch.
All okay. Right. So on the way back from this competition, which he accomplished
I did it. I felt miserable.
He got it finished and it was almost right to the number. It was almost in the entire hour.
Painful.
And he didn't slow down. I mean, he ate the entire time for a straight hour. So we get in the car and we drive back to where we are right now. This is like 15, 20 years ago. And he goes, I'm not going to make it. I said, you're going to make it. We're pulling in right now. He goes, I'm not going to make it.
What?
There was a Kroger bag, one of those little plastic Kroger bags. He pulled the two handles open and he filled it up with this
A Kroger bag held it?
Yes, the whole thing held it all the way. And I didn't think it was. I was like, oh, my God. Well, the stench
that tells
was
you
so bad. And the color was like a pink Pepto kind of gooey.
Well, that tells you how long ago it was that Kroger bags were actually made well enough to hold that.
That's right, exactly.
I've got a better idea for Squatch's thing. Someone in the newsroom or someone else. Does the food run?
Yeah.
Oh, Will, yeah.
Will records his bottom of the hour news, gets his two newscasts ready for 10 and 11.
Yes.
And maybe 10 or 11 o'clock, whichever one.
Yes.
Once the news is over,
yes.
He's got until the next newscast while we're doing the show.
I think this is a great idea.
That's great.
To eat everything on the menu.
Okay, here's what was on.
It's got to be 10 things, though, right? Is that what
you...
Whatever was on...
Whatever is currently on the dollar menu.
Well, it could be three things, for all we know.
Okay, but here's the problem. Yeah. Some of the items now are above the dollar menu.
So it's the value menu.
So here's what was on it when I ate it.
Okay.
Junior bacon cheeseburger.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
6-piece chicken nugget.
All right, that's easy.
A Caesar salad.
Oh.
A side salad. A chili.
Okay.
A regular cheeseburger.
Okay.
A crispy chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Value natural cut fries.
Ooh.
Ooh.
A small frosty.
I hate those abnormally cut fries.
And a garden wrap.
No, in a potato.
Oh, a potato. Yeah, you're right.
It was a potato.
You're right, in the baked potato.
That's the hardest thing to get down.
That's what I was saying.
So it's 10. You're right. It was 10 items.
So I got to put 10 items. I've got to put all that in my face hole in an hour.
That's what I did.
That's easy.
You're right. I'm excited.
Okay.
Because you know what? When I hit the dollar menu at Wendy's, I'm getting the gallon of cola.
Whoa.
And then I'm getting probably three of the cheeseburgers and two large fries.
Well,
so you figure it all equals out. I'm in good shape here.
Isn't it true that everything I just recited is known at Wendy's as, when you walk in, give me my usual.
That is entirely in the realm of possibilities.
Okay, we're going to do that next week. Where's the nearest
this
Wendy's?
This is happening. There's one on Barstown Road.
There's one at Poplar Level. There was like five Wendy's around
here.
Yeah,
but no, okay. The one's close right here up in front of the Kroger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, over off of down in Bashford Manor. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Wendy's,
yeah,
how cruel is it that originally they had his daughter, Wendy, as the mascot, and they go, you're too ugly. We're going to have to put it
on. Right. Looks like you've been eating too much of our food. We're trying to.
They went and got a cute little super skinny redhead.
Oh, my gosh. What was the guy's name? Dave from Wendy's?
Yes.
Hey, Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas, way to go.
They hired Wendy's stool.
All right, I'm going to play you some sound, Dwight, and this is another food issue here.
Okay.
And I don't want you to get too upset. Right?
Uh-oh.
This is the Mets announcer, Gary Cohen.
Oh.
Oh, you've seen
Cohen!
This.
Cohen!
I have. I know exactly how this is going to go for
Cohen!
Dwight.
He spends 51 seconds ripping Skyline Chili.
While
they're on the broadcast and they're making a Skyline Chili on the video, and he's going, here we go.
This guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
This is the local delicacy known as Skyline Chili. The five-way with the spaghetti and the beans and the cheese. Five-way. First, the disgusting chili gravy.
Oh!
And what do you put on the onions? You put some mustard or something?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Put the mustard
or something on it. And that's what makes it the five-way. Here we go. It's the cheese. They put like 10 tons of shredded cheese on there. And this is supposed to be food that you actually eat. Ronnie, have you ever had Skyline Chili?
I have not.
I would recommend...
Not having it? Or?
Well, no. You need to try everything once.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. Try it once, and then you'll never eat it again.
Oh my God! What an idiot!
Couple of avocado toast asshats.
No kidding, man. Skyline Chili's mother's milk to me.
And then you put the mustard on that.
Tony,
who does he think he is?
Tony, I want to submit to the court, every time I'm hungover in a bad, bad way.
You take a picture of the Skyline drive-thru and send it to me.
There you go.
I'm going to find this SOB.
I hope they're a sponsor of their show.
At my wedding, the cake, the groom's cake.
It looked like a Skyline Five-Way.
It did.
Skyline Five-Way.
Susan had it done I had no idea. This was her idea.
She had the Five-Way done?
Yes.
I was upset. because it just made me want to have Skyline on his wedding.
Four groomsmen?
All right, enough. Enough. Okay.
Hey, John Daly back in the news. Over his career, look, I loved John Daly back in the day when he first started. What's not to love? It's a fat guy drinking beer during a major, right?
Yeah, he's drinking more than beer.
I know that.
Yeah, sure. That's what was in that McDonald's cup.
Yeah. John Daly, he just looked like, you know, just a weekend softball player going out and hitting the links, smoking cigarettes, drinking beer, all the time earning $10 millions on there. But there's a new story out, and he's got a podcast. It's called
Who doesn't have a podcast? If we mention someone on the show, can we assume they have a podcast?
Hey, Josh, here's a new podcast. Any way we can get a new promo for this one as well? It's called For the People, F-O-R-E.
Oh.
For!
Oh.
Get it? For!
I hope John Morgan shows up.
give us the skinny.
Okay. Well done. Okay, so in this podcast, a fellow golfer, Pat Perez, recalled the day that John Daly was at his house, Perez's house, drinking with him.
Hmm.
All of a sudden, he can't find Daly, so he starts looking. Takes him 45 minutes, it must be a big home, 45 minutes to find John Daly. He finally finds John Daly with a cigarette out of his mouth, barely speaking, saying, "I'm having a effing stroke." Okay.
He's probably 30.
It probably sounded like this. So Perez
used the full F word, I'm sure.
Yeah, yes. He did. Yep. So here's what Pat Perez does. He calls the EMS. They come over right away. They whisk him over to the hospital. He indeed did have a stroke, but he was released from the hospital 7 hours later. That's when they called Pat Perez to come pick up his buddy John Daly. He did that. As soon as he gets to the house, he lights up a cigarette and starts drinking right again.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. Because he, you know, a relative asked, "Hey, what caused this?" And the doctor said, "What didn't cause this?"
Right.
Okay.
It's kind of like
Yes, you got it right.
Autobiographical movie The Dirt and the book of Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Nikki Sixx overdoses.
What?
They bring him back to life, and as soon as he gets out, he shoots up again.
Yeah. Now he woke. Yeah.
Addiction is a horrible
thing.
Didn't
John Daly
man.
Have like a brief period where he tried to get in shape? It seemed like there was a little window.
He got sober.
He did get sober.
And then finally, he said it didn't last long, and he said, "You know what? I am who I am." He's like Popeye. Yes, I is what it is.
He gave up being in shape and just decided to be a shape.
And normally,
wait. Well done.
And normally, that's fantastic. Normally, in baseball, that would have not been a problem. In football, that'd not been a problem as long as you're performing. But in golf, when your sponsors are Rolex and Mercedes and all them, their sponsors are like, "Does this fit? What, this doesn't our fit our brand."
The best picture of John Daly was the last time the PGA Tour or the PGA Championship was at Valhalla, and they had the past champions dinner was at Churchill Downs.
Yeah.
And he shows up in skull and crossbone pants.
Yes.
And is sitting in the front row wearing his skull pants.
Yes.
Who's the Spanish golfer that had that weird curly hair and his shirt tucked in with a beer belly, smoking a cigarette?
He chain smoked on the course.
I used to call him the railroad killer because he kind of sounded like that guy.
He had a huge beer belly, had a ponytail, he was from Spain, and had an eternal cigarette. He smoked a cigarette throughout the entire
Ramirez
course.
Maybe?
Something
is it?
I don't know. He was fantastic, though.
Oh,
Ramirez was the name of the actual railroad.
That's right.
I think it was Tommy Castro.
All right, here we go. Joke of the day. Do we have?
Yeah, joke of the day. Yeah.
Hold on. We need the immunity music.
Yes. Boy, do we, Will Clark. All right. Oh my God.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the joke of the day, 2021. This is July 21st.
Okay. I made a bad decision and went ahead and entered the hot dog eating contest at Louisville Slugger Field tonight.
You did.
Yep. Doubleheader. Gates are at 5, first pitch at 5:30, and then in between games I'll be eating hot dogs. So I chose a hot dog joke.
Yes. All right. Okay. That's fantastic. All right.
So you're going to want to sit back and relish this joke.
Oh,
it's a good thing the immunity music is.
God.
Wait.
You'd be owing money right now.
Owen! It gets worse.
I didn't get that one. I have to catch up. Can you repeat that?
All right. Hey, fellas.
Yay!
Yes.
Why do all hot dogs look alike?
I don't know. Why do all hot dogs look alike?
Do they?
Because they're inbred. I'll see you tonight.
Stop,
hey, no offense to the hot dogs and the wieners
stop
I'll be
it.
Eating tonight.
Stop
Slugger
it.
Field, baby.
Those wieners have no chance.
Gates are at 7, first pitch, 5:30, baby. Come on.
If you're the wieners, do you want to be first or like 8th?
Oh, hey, listen to the 8th. How about this? It's perfect.
I'm always first.
Hey, $5 margaritas, number one tequila. Tequila and lots of wieners. It sounds like my wife's college years.
All right, back after this.
He's going to yak.
All right, sit tight. News Radio 840 WHAM. Hello, Courtney Donahoe.
How you doing?
And listen,
do you have advice for my friend Dwight? He's in a hot dog eating contest tonight.
Yeah, you're very familiar with wieners. What's my best strategy? Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. All right, let's take a step back on that one.
Okay.
Are you really familiar with wieners?
Of course. Well, wiener eating contest tonight.
Doesn't that happen in New York?
You have kids and you grill out?
Of course. What are you thinking about?
All right.
Are you telling me you've never enjoyed a delicious wiener?
Never choked on a wiener?
When I talk to pretty girls, I can't talk good.
But no, I would say, you got to break the hot dogs down a little bit.
Okay.
And then you have to dip them in water.
Okay.
That's the way Joey Chestnut does it.
Ah.
Yeah, and you always see them having water on the side and they're drinking the water in between. So I think it's the bread that kind of throws you because you're supposed to eat the protein first and then go.
Ah!
Oh, mm-hmm. Man.
So go with the wiener first, then go with your bun.
That's,
and break your bun up.
No. Why I wanted to go to a New Yorker for advice on this.
She knows wieners and buns.
She's good. She's good there.
Right.
I could tell you all about that. You know, I actually grew up not that far from Coney Island. So.
That's why we asked you. I don't know where your mind was, but that's why we asked you.
That's actually where my parents go grocery shopping is Coney Island.
Oh,
so it's always
really?
So funny when people say, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to Coney Island to see all these tourists. I'm like, yeah, my mom and dad go to the grocery store because it's a little bit bigger.
sounds like a healthy grocery shopping in Coney Island.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
all right, so I read today a foam shortage. So there are
foam.
Yeah, so seats for outdoor seats are for your boat, your car, any of that foam that they shape and then they put fabric around as a seat is now in. They don't have any.
Yes, no, and that is something that's and you know what else actually besides foam? Because yes, I did hear that was going to happen or is happening right now. But there might be an issue coming up with your iPhone because there's these catastrophic floods that are sweeping through central China right now, and the storm is threatening to disrupt manufacturing in the province that is home to the world's biggest production base for iPhones. So they're saying right now, the company that does this for Apple is saying, Hanhai, they're saying the flooding has no direct impact on the facility, but we could see some issues, especially in trying to get those iPhones, even if it's not on that facility, getting the iPhones out of that region and over here to the U.S.
Wait a minute.
That's something to watch.
So here's what you're telling me. You're telling me that we're going to be getting trouble from China?
Big trouble from China.
Well,
yes. We are going to be having issues with that. And listen to this. This is another crazy story that, you know, a lot of times you go into an interview and you hear at the end of the interview, they're saying, okay, we're going to keep your resume on file. How many times have you heard this?
No, I always
got
this.
Well, not for you guys.
I always got this. Mr. Witten, you're not Henderson and Henderson material. Right off the
Oh, and by the way, I heard that you're applying anyway for the job that I have. But we'll talk about that in 1 second.
Oh, what a great reality show. Nanny Dwight.
with my kids.
Oh,
but please make that happen.
Because, you know, we have this labor shortage going on right now. All these employers are going back into their old files to go find workers. Contacting people years after they applied to actually have these files waiting there.
Wow.
So you could be getting a call from Chipotle when you apply to that job.
Isn't that the equivalent of, if nobody good goes to the dance with me, will you go?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And by the way, so nobody good going to the dance with me. I'm trying to find a nanny, and I heard that you're applying. What are your qualifications, Dwight?
He's entertaining.
Here, kid.
Yes, that's true.
Here, kid.
That's true.
Take this shot of NyQuil and then go to sleep. Well, actually, no, listen. You said it's 3:30 in the morning till 8:30. What's to do? I'll sit there and watch TV, and then
exactly.
If the kid that's gets up, I'll say, "Go back to bed."
And I'm telling you now, with this labor shortage, so many people are coming out and they're saying, "Oh yeah, well I can go work somewhere else and I can make $25 an hour."
I'm like,
what? And I'm like, no, you're not doing that. And watching, you know, sleeping, like, no, you're not getting that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here in Louisville, Target's paying more than first year police officers. So
it's crazy. It's yeah. crazy. It's,
we
kind of got to
figure
right
this out.
Well, thanks to our city hall, everybody's paying more Amen. Than LAPD.
Amen.
Oh man, we're all going to be working at Chipotle soon.
Yes.
Well, we got to give you the markets. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
I just looked at the time. Markets are open. The Dow is up 180 points. Monday's doom and gloom may be over. Tuesday's exuberance, that craziness that we saw yesterday with the big pop of 550 points, probably not going to happen as much today. But we are seeing a nice little bump. What's holding the NASDAQ back, which is a very tech-heavy component, Netflix. Netflix earnings. A bit on the disappointing side. With the News Radio 840, WHAS, Bloomberg Money Report, I'm Courtney Donahoe.
WHAS.
Let's go across the pond and talk to Tom Rivers in London with ABC News.
Hey, good morning, Tom Rivers. News, how are you, man?
Yeah, news from Tokyo.
Hey, we're doing pretty good, guys. Waiting until Friday to see what this weird opening ceremony is going to be all about. Yeah. It's strange. Nobody in the stands.
They'll be waving. Yeah. They'll be waving to no one.
I got the email from ABC last week that said, "Hey, Tom Rivers live in Japan." I went, good for Tom Rivers going to the Olympics. But
no.
But is this true that the leader is still not ruling out canceling?
I heard that. I saw that.
You got to be kidding me. Is this true?
Yeah. Well, that was as of yesterday. The chief of the Tokyo 2020 organizing committee. That layer of the Olympics has said, look, we're still holding out the option if they decide to go down that road to cancel. But, you know, I think it's incredibly remote, but they're not taking it off the table. As of yesterday's figure, 71 individuals in the village had tested positive. Those are athletes, those are staff members, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, that number is going to keep growing day in, day out. Two members of the Mexican basketball team tested positive. There's a shooter here from the UK, was going to fly out. She has tested positive, so she's scrubbing the whole trip, saying, oh, that's it for me. So I think we're going to be seeing more of that certainly in the coming days.
Tom, the vaccine is designed for us to still get COVID but not get sick or die. So if we continue to test people that have been vaccinated – and then panic every single time, we're never going to be done with this.
Yeah, well, again, yeah. In fact, you know, it came out a couple of days ago here, you know, talking about the lifting of the last measures here, most of them. And ultimately, the line coming from the government was, we have to learn to live with this. It's not snap your fingers. It's all over now. No, we're going to live with it like we live with the flu, like we live with other things. And we'll get better at it. But, no, you just can't, you know, hide in your bunker for the next 10 years and then come out when it's safe. Doesn't work like that.
Right.
Well, and Japan obviously has done a horrible job of rolling out their vaccine. The anti-vaxxers are out in full force in Japan. So, you know, and obviously it's weird because it's 2021, but all of the things say 2020 Olympics. I mean, it's
yeah.
Hey. We're still a year behind.
Hey, gotta keep that even number, guys.
Hey, we're not good. There's no way we're going back to the printers now.
So, right.
Yes, I think but, you got it there. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's how much of a disaster is this going to be when this is all said and done, or when we get done with it, will be look. Because I mean, I remember when we did the bubble with the NBA players. It was just weird. The NBA players hated it. They said they had mental issues. They couldn't see their families. It was just really kind of awful. And in the end, the games were kind of they were not normally played games. It was kind of weird what was going on inside the bubble. I'm thinking that could happen in Tokyo.
Well, yeah. It, you know, magnify it by 1,000.
Yeah.
You know, think of all the events, people coming from all over the world. And, you know, we got two teams, and you're in the bubble – and restricting, say, coaches and others, you know, that's one thing. But if you have 11,000 athletes tack on the support staff, marketing people, the whole nine yards, you're talking a slew of people, and that means a big, big problem, big, big issue with COVID.
Do we know how many cardboard beds have been broken under the weight of fornicating Olympians?
Oh, yeah. I love that story. Yeah. Cardboard beds. My goodness. That's something new and unusual. I didn't remember that one for a long time.
Hey, Tom Rivers, look, one of my most vivid memories of the COVID lockdown, I live on a fairly busy street. And every morning, yeah, I look out the front window, and I remember during the lockdown looking and waiting for a car, and it just didn't happen. What's it like being a press member covering the Olympics like this? Is it kind of eerie if you walk in and it's just athletes and maybe a few coaches? What's it like?
Well, again, our people that are in Tokyo have been telling me, look, that you go into quarantine, you're tested, like, I think twice a day. It is very, very weird. You really can't meet up with your pals,
yeah,
at the end of the day and have a beer or whatever. It's just, it's a weird one. And it's something that hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, decades from now, when things are normal, we can say, you remember that wacky year? Yeah. And it was, you know, and we can talk about it. But this one is going to be one for the books, that's for sure.
Hey, how many more days do you have left in quarantine from traveling?
He's not there.
Oh, you're not there yet? I thought you were already there.
No, guys. I'm in London.
He's in London.
Yeah.
Okay, I missed it.
Welcome to the party, Richter.
Our guys that are there are saying, look, it's they haven't seen anything like it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, I feel for them, dude. I really do, because that's a dream gig to be able to get the assignment, mm-hmm, to do the Olympics. And normally it's one of those things you'll remember your entire lives and have, sure, pictures framed and all that. Now you just described kind of a miserable experience of you can't be with other people. You got to stay in your room. You're quarantining. They're testing, yep, you twice a day. And then when you go to the events, there's no crowds. There's no ambiance to the whole thing. It's just, I feel for those guys that maybe not get another chance to cover it.
But then there's the other side, yeah, of coin, Tom Rivers. If they told me, Mr. Witten, you are not to talk to anybody after your job, I went, oh, this is great.
Oh, my Lord. Tom Rivers, good luck in London. We'll talk to you soon from ABC News. Thank you, brother.
Hey, see you, Tom.
Take care.
What see a man. Guy.
I remember the quarantine, Dwight. We could actually back out of your driveway.
No, I know.
That's true.
Yeah, because you
it's
all.
It's like Frogger normally.
Because everybody might not know this. You two have a show on WKRD 790, yes, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and, mm-hmm, I join in with you all.
Mm-hmm.
During that time, we were broadcasting
twice a
day.
I was driving there twice a day, yeah,
from,
yeah,
my home. And my home is not an easy place to back. It's a busy street.
Well, just like J-Town, Middletown's so easy to get in and out of every single day.
So my morning Mitch ritual is this.
Morning Mitch?
Somebody's thinking of Mitch. Mitch Witten.
Got to go back to the old Mitch Witten train, do we? The old Mitch Witten.
You said it.
So my morning ritual.
Morning ritual.
Here's the thing. I'm not sure if we want to know what your morning ritual is.
Hey, you're going to hear it today.
Oh, I don't want to hear it tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you're going to hear it anyway. So anyway, I sleep al fresco. And the first thing I do is...
No one's surprised by that.
First thing I do is walk over to the curtains and... open up and see the sunshine. I don't care if the neighbors or any walkers are coming by or not. But in that time, I'll see cars. Vew, 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 vew. My street's busy. It was weird seeing no cars there, man.
Mm-hmm. I used to be able to drive from St. Matthews to your house in like 5 minutes.
Oh, I know.
And now if I did that trip now, it's 20.
15, 20.
It's
20. Easy.
It's 20.
Yeah, last year
it's
I felt 20. Like I was on a moped with a mannequin. It was weird.
Moped with a man. I'm not getting the reference.
Yeah. Wasn't that the movie where like the hydrogen bomb went off and there was no one left?
Okay.
And then,
okay, Dave.
Just,
yeah. Dave.
I know if I have to explain Dave. It.
No.
But see, it was
no,
more.
No, no, no. Yes. Let me retell the joke the way it should be told.
No, that's not really it. So it was a statement more than it was a joke. Okay. It was.
Well, here's the way that should have been told.
Okay.
I felt like a moped with a mannequin. Pretty funny.
Thank you, Susan.
Lots of pasta, lots of pasta, Louisville.com.
Wait, time out.
Yes.
You owe some of the horrible references I have about my wife on here.
Yeah.
What?
And God love her. That old gal, she just loves it. And she doesn't love it, but she puts up with it.
Yes.
I mean, all the innuendo and her college years, none of it's true, but I just lay it on thicker and thicker every day on this poor old gal.
Listening today, is she?
Well, she's in Indianapolis, so probably not. So, do you want to know when she got mad at me?
Doing that one where you say it's pretty funny.
That's when she got mad at me.
Really?
Oh my God.
Not the hairy feet?
I've never done that.
No. She came in and she said, I'm a funny person. I was like, I know you are. How dare you dress me down because of the...
No, that was making fun of you for not being funny.
Pretty funny. Pretty funny. Hey, so anyway, then the cow said to the toadstool, I don't know, I thought you were going to the store. Pretty funny. I'm sorry, lots of pasta, baby.
Yeah.
I'm looking.
Double down on that. I saw a list this morning, Tony, of foods that can help you live longer.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was olive oil, featured in the diets of a lot of people that live for a long time. And guess who has the best olive oil in the city?
Lots of pasta. Yeah, that's the good
Add
stuff.
Add that to your cooking.
That's exactly right. I'm looking at the trays you can get. The charcuterie tray.
Yes,
the charcuterie board.
Charcuterie boards. That's exactly right. I'm looking at five different trays and then the veggie tray. So I'm looking at this, the meat tray with the cheeses and the cubes and the, and, oh my God, they're so delicious. So you go online at lotsofpastalouisville.com and then they'll show you the exact picture of what you want to choose for your party if you want to cater, okay? And it's so delicious. This is the cleanest food you're going to get anywhere else. Kroger and the other places just can't touch what Lots of Pasta does when they have these trays put together for your party.
And they'll do sandwich trays for you too with the tomatoes, the fresh cut tomatoes and the lettuce, all the dressings, the different sandwiches. We had a visitation. It was perfect for that. You could have a small party at work. They'll hook you up for a lot less than you think when it comes to catering. Lots of Pasta, Louisville.com. Order online. They'll email you back when your order's ready.
Back after this.
Wait. Lots of Pasta. Pretty delicious.
Pretty funny.
Pretty delicious.
I want you to think about having a scotch and a bourbon after 12 hot dogs, right?
Oh, yeah. Bring it, baby. The house rent blues. I come home on
Friday. Dirty ashtray with a greasy pork chop.
That's fine. She said that don't confront me. Long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent. And out the door I went.